James Outman make the opening day roster. There's still a couple roster spots in flux for opening day. And Dodger Stadium has some new features and new food. We'll get into all that. That's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. I want to thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. I want to remind you, if you don't know, that you can find us wherever you find podcasts and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. And if you never want to miss a day because you know we're not going to, you can simply subscribe in those places and get it sent directly to you. Today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. This is Locked On Dodgers, and we're here to bring the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. If this is your first time listening and watching, I'm Vince Samperio. I'm usually joined by co-host Jeff Snyder, but he's out being a dad. And I'm on vacation, but I'm still going to hold it down for you guys. So if you notice, different background, and if the noise is a little off, I apologize, but this is the best spot for the Wi-Fi out here. I'm out in New Orleans, so I'm trying to, you know, figure it out and get things going. So Jeff and I are both lifelong Dodger fans. We spent time covering the team, currently cover the team, been all over Dodger Stadium. Dodgers consume a lot of most of our lives, at least during the regular season. And we're here to bring the smart fans perspective on our boys in blue every weekday morning for around 30 minutes. So that's what I'm here to do today. And yesterday's episode, I talked about how James Outman should make the opening day roster. And basically that segment was relevant for a little less than a few hours. And then it was announced that James Outman did make the opening day roster. And yeah, first of all, you know, good on the Dodgers for putting the right guy there. You know, if a guy, you know, Steven Duggar, Bradley Zimmer, Luke Williams, three guys that were still currently with the in spring camp, if any of them had made a grand impression and been really, really, really good this spring, then it would have made more sense. Okay, Outman, you're going to start in the minors because we want you to play every day. And then, you know, eventually we'll call you up once one of these guys maybe turns back into a pump. But that wasn't the case. Outman was the one that shined brighter than most people. And with the Dodgers not really having a center fielder, not really having for sure left fielder, just kind of a few pieces that can play there, it made sense to have Outman on the opening day roster, and that's what happened. And Outman talked about when he learned, he said, "I was expecting to cry or something, but I didn't. I was kind of like, whoa, it was pretty surreal, kind of felt like a dream. Like, did that really just happen?" And, you know, cool moment for him, obviously. Yeah, I mean, it's not his major league debut, but after your major league debut, if it's not on opening day, you know, making the opening day roster is probably just as big a moment as that major league debut, assuming that means you have the longevity at least to continue into another season. So, you know, congrats to Outman. He definitely deserved it. He actually had an RBI double in the game yesterday. So, you know, he made continue to show why it was worth it. And what Dave Roberts talked about is basically kind of what we talked about. If you're going to have Outman on the roster, he's going to have to play, you know. And that's what Dave Roberts said. He said, you know, the expectation is that Outman will play a good bit, according to Roberts. And you would imagine that's likely going to come against righties and likely going to come in center field. And then, you know, they can figure out how if they want to play some, you know, Chris Taylor. I don't know if it's a matter of he'll platoon with Chris Taylor in center, he'll platoon with Trent Thompson in center. You know, Jason Hayward fits in somewhere there as well. Mookie Betts might sometimes go play second base and that'll open up another outfield spot. There's a lot of different ways to go about it, but I think the good point is that James Outman is going to be, if he's playing, and more than likely he's going to be playing against righty, you know, that's at least 75% of the time, depending on the Dodger matchup for the most part. So, yeah, I mean, it works out. It makes sense for the Dodgers. And if it doesn't work out, you know, the Dodgers are not in trouble, but we talked about the Dodgers team a lot this offseason, and it's not that they're not going to be good. They're still, you know, that top of the lineup is Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, you know, JD Martinez, assuming he gets it going next month. You know, that's still pretty solid, but where everything else kind of comes into place and is you have a little bit less margin for error. You don't have, you know, six all-stars in the lineup or seven all-stars in the lineup or whatever. You have, you know, four or five all-stars, and then you have guys that you're hoping can play well, that have played well in the past, or rookies or young guys. You know, Miguel Rojas, he's a guy, you know, he's not going to strike out a lot, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be very productive hitting, but he has been so far in the spring, so maybe, you know, that's a sign of things to come. You have Miguel Vargas, you know, he's going to be a rookie. Played some last year, but not enough consistent at bats to really see what he could do. But, you know, you're counting on him. You're now going to count on James Altman. You count on Trace Thompson to continue what he did last year. You're counting on Jason Hayward to, you know, have that swing change and down pat. And you're counting on Chris Taylor to not strike out as often as he did last year and then be a little bit more productive. So you're counting on a little bit more things. But James Altman, at the very least, like I've mentioned yesterday, he's going to give you a professional at bat. He's going to go up there and have a chance to do damage, and that's really all you can worry about. Altman talked a little bit more about it, and he said, "I just want to be ready whenever my name is called. So whatever that may be, if I'm starting, if I'm not starting, I still have to get in the box and I still have to put together a good at bat. I know coming off the bench is a little more challenging just because you're not necessarily in the flow of the game. I really learned that in my first couple of spring trainings here." Where I'd be backing up games, sit on the bench for an hour, and I have to go face 98 miles an hour. But yeah, I'll be ready. He understands that he's not going to be playing every single day, but for the most part, it seems like he will get a lot of playing time. And this is good. You know, the guy performed in the spring. He earned his way into the roster. He's earned his way into, you know, a heavy amount of at bats and playing time. And we can only hope that all this kind of comes together in one package. You know, last year we saw kind of the Jekyll and Hyde for Altman in his very, very short stint in the majors. You know, first 6-7 at bats on fire, last 6-7 at bats all strikeout. You know, and he's still striking out at a you know, higher rate than maybe you want. But like I said, he can do damage. He's doubled home runs. I expect to see a lot of them from James Altman this year. I expect them to continue to grow. And he's a guy that, when you have a guy like this who's a little bit more of a late bloomer, you know, he wasn't necessarily a top draft pick. He's kind of climbed the rankings the last few years. That means there's still room to grow because either they're still learning something or, you know, late development. You know, they've talked about this with Brandon Nimmo from the Mets. His was more because he grew up in Wisconsin, so you don't play as often. So he kind of, you know, the more you play, the more you get better if you have the talent. You know, that's just similar with Altman in terms of, you know, and Tony Gonsolin, the guys had a lot of guys like this where, for the most part, when you're coming up from a spot where you're not a, you know, top first round draft pick or you're not a top international prospect, you kind of come out of nowhere, you're still learning and you still have a lot more potential than maybe guys that do have that top flight talent and it doesn't quite pan out or it doesn't develop more than it needs to. Because even a first round draft pick, you know, nobody goes from the draft straight into, you know, major leagues. You got to go develop more, play in the minors, all that kind of stuff. And if you don't develop, then, you know, you're just another one of those guys that ends up being a first-round pick that doesn't make an impact in the major leagues. But James Altman is a guy that I believe is going to continue to grow, continue to develop. I'm excited to see what he can do for the Dodgers. And I'm excited to see him out there opening days. We'll assume the Dodgers are going to face a right-handed pitcher. So, yeah, they're going to have it. The Dodgers are going to face around a picture of them. I can't even remember who they start the season with. They start the season with the Diamondbacks. They had Zach Gallen. So tough one to start off with. But either way, congrats to James Altman. And a couple other news and notes from around the spring. And we're going to finish the episode talking about some of the new features at Dodger Stadium, some of the new food at Dodger Stadium. So that's what's on tap. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. Ultimate Baseball GM. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Baseball GM. And we're excited about this partnership and the sponsor of today's episode. And it's the mobile game. It's called Ultimate Baseball GM. And if you're like me, you like the business and the player and everything aspect of this game where you get to be a GM. You got to, you know, sit back, run a professional franchise and manage. You know, you got to hire the coaches. You got to hire the staff. You know, you got to obviously sign players, you get to draft players, you get to develop players, you get to manage personalities, you get to, you know, get through free agency or get through trades or up and down to the season, or you know, you just lost your shortstop for the year. What are you going to do? Or, you know, your team's maybe not that great this year, so maybe you want to sell off some pieces and get some, you know, draft picks or some money for the next few years, whatever it is. Ultimate Baseball GM's got it all right there. And the best part is you can play it offline. You know, not a lot of games on your phone you can play offline, but this one you can play it offline, play on the go, as you want, when you want. And right now we're having a competition against other Lockdown hosts. You can do the same with your fans. You can create a group, download the app, all play together and, you know, make it worth some money, make it worth some trash talk, whatever the case is. So go download Ultimate Baseball GM right now. And right now, Lockdown listeners get 100% free boost to the franchise when using the promo LOCKEDON, that's all caps, in the game store. So make sure to check it out. Download the game. Just visit probaseballgm.com. Scan the code right here on the screen if you're watching on YouTube, or look it up in the app stores. That's probaseballgm.com. Ultimate Baseball GM. Start your dynasty today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Game Time. Talk about an app that helps you out when you need tickets. The Game Time app is that app. It doesn't have to be stressful. You know, tickets are never really sold out these days. Tickets might sell out from the venue, but tickets are never really sold out. And Game Time is here to help you out, getting those killer deals on last minute tickets with their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over tickets and get hyped for the fun you'll have. You know, I'm a guy who, living in LA, living about, you know, on a good day, 20, 30 minutes from Dodger Stadium, or with traffic maybe a little bit more. But I can't wait up until like 5 p.m. on a game day to decide to go to a game. And I can, you know, even decide to drive to Dodger Stadium. And if it doesn't work out, maybe go get some food or watch it at a bar. But I can decide. And as I'm driving, I can get on the Game Time app, find those last minute deals, and get into the game and go watch the Dodgers. So download the Game Time app. It's going to help you out. It'll, you know, Game Time guarantee. That's the big part of it. You always get the best price. And if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So you can even buy tickets and make some money if that's the case. So go to Game Time, download the app, create an account. And right now, if you use the code LOCKEDON, and they'll be for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. But again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDON, and they'll be for $20 off of your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee. All right, we're back and talking about just some other things that came up in terms of the Dodgers. One of those, Daniel Hudson will officially start the season on the injured list. We kind of knew this essentially, but now it's official. Dave Roberts announced it. It's a matter of him once he's able to throw. You know, the thing with him that they've said is it's not his arm. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not his arm. It's leg. And he was dealing with ankle tendonitis, and he's still dealing with that a little bit, but he's also dealing with just, you know, general knee. When you tear your ACL, you can recover, but you're never fully recovered until, you know, a lot longer than it takes to, like, be recovered enough to play. You know, Daniel Hudson, if the Dodgers need him to throw one inning right now, like, let's just say game 7 of the World Series was tomorrow and they need him to throw, you know, the 9th inning, he could do it. He wouldn't be able to do is if there was a game 8, he wouldn't be able to pitch in game 8 the next day because he's having issues after the fact. So once he gets that figured out, hopefully not too long, you know, and gets his knee structurally sound, then he'll be on the Dodgers roster. Someone else that's going to start the season on the injured list is Jimmy Nelson. This is something that Jeff kind of talked about the other day of a potential just – he's not necessarily hurt, but he needs more time coming off Tommy John surgery, not pitching for a while. You know, he needs to find himself. And Robert's kind of said that he needs more time to work on his delivery. And he said, quote, he's healthy. We're just getting him back to where he needs to be to pitch for us. And, yeah, we've seen and talked about his spring results. It's just not quite there. And it's not ineffective, like, stuff. It's ineffective command and control, and that's something that, you know, does come with mechanics and does come with, you know, you basically relearn how to throw to a certain extent after Tommy John surgery, and then not only do you relearn how to throw, now you gotta relearn how to, you know, go through your entire mechanics and everything else. So I don't, you know, Jimmy Nelson signing was interesting for us, kind of came out of the blue, especially since they had turned down his option earlier in the year. I don't have too many expectations for him right now. It's just a matter of, you know, is he going to look good once he does kind of figure this out? How long is it going to take? We don't know. But, yeah, my expectations for Jimmy Nelson are a little bit lower. But either way, you know, maybe a month or so before he gets back. But what that does do is pretty much open up two roster spots that we had kind of penciled in. The word is, and from what we've seen, Phil Bickford is likely going to be one of those guys. The other one might be a long reliever. We know that Ryan Pepiot and Michael Grove are fighting for the number five spot. I don't believe the winner of that, or I don't believe the loser of that becomes that long reliever role, because they're going to want either one of those guys pitching every fifth day, you know, getting regular rotation run and building off arm. So I do think this clears a path, and a lot of people have wrote about this and talked about it. There's Andre Jackson. Andre Jackson might settle into that Mitch White, Ross Stripling role that we always talk about, where, you know, if you need him to clean up three innings, you know, starter gets pulled in the second, you go to Andre Jackson. If you're up 10-1 in the seventh inning and you need three innings, you go to Andre Jackson. You know, if you're down 12-0 and you need three innings, Andre Jackson, you know, he's going to – and if you need a spot start and you don't have time to call someone up, Andre Jackson. So I think he's going to fill that role and kind of, you know, fill out those last two spots. Obviously, it hasn't been announced yet, but with Bickford being mentioned – by name multiple times over the last few days, and then just making sense for Andre Jackson. I believe Robert said he might make the most sense there. And if Robert says he might make the most sense there, then realistically, that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, Andre Jackson, I like Andre Jackson. I'm glad that he'll get a chance and, you know, be on opening day roster. That'd be pretty cool. But, speaking of Grove and Pepiot, like I mentioned, Grove struggled in the first inning in his starts, which, you know, if you're following this closely and you're like, oh, purely results-based, this would swing it more in favor of Pepiot than it already was. He was able, you know, he came out of the first inning after giving up two runs, two walks, two hits. He came out, and then the pitcher they brought in, poor guy, Julian Smith, minor leaguer, he gave up a lot of runs after that. The Diamondbacks ended up scoring 10 runs in the first inning. They sent 14 hitters to the plate. But Grove ended up coming back into the game and needed just 45 pitches to get through four scoreless, only allowed one hit. So he allowed four runs, but they all came in the first inning. Two of them were his for sure. Two of them were his that he was responsible for that he didn't technically allow, but they were his runners. But then he was good after that. So either way, I'm still in the same boat as yesterday. Ryan Pepiot should be that guy. That's the number five starter. And Michael Grove start the year in AAA. And if they need him to come up because of another injury, then go ahead. But, you know, Pepiot deserves it. And that's, you know, how I feel about that. So, yeah, I think that's it on news and notes from the Dodgers. We're close. We're less than a week away from opening day now. I'm excited. Essentially, so we're ready to go there. You know, everyone's back from the World Baseball Classic, so we'll have the full roster change here the last few days, going into the exhibition series with the Angels. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie. After the World Baseball Classic and all those games, it's very hard to get back into spring training mode. You know, fast forward me to the season. Get me to the season. I'm ready to go. So, speaking of the season and opening day and Dodger Stadium, there's some new features that are coming to the stadium. There's some new food options coming to the stadium. So I'm going to get into all that. So keep it locked on, Dodgers. And we want to thank our today's sponsor of the show, is FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports book. And right now, new customers get a new sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. You can bet on everything from money line to point scores and threes drained. There's a lot of basketball going on. You can bet on some NBA. There's a lot of games that matter coming up here in the last few weeks of the season. You can bet on money line. You can bet on spread. You can bet on total points, over, under. You can bet on player props, how many points a player will score, how many rebounds will have, how many assists will have. You can bet on exclusive bets. How many, you know, will there be 2 3-pointers in the first 3 minutes of the game? There's a bunch of stuff. Go check it out on the FanDuel Sportsbook app And you can even combine your bets for a bigger chance, for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So in one game, you can bet on one player to score 20 plus points. You can score, bet on another player to score, less than 20 points. You can bet on a player to get more than 10 rebounds. And you can bet on the overall score being over, 190. So go check it out and build some parlays and win some money. And if you did it because of us, or if I've ever given you advice that ended up winning, which I've done in the past, you want to send me some money, go ahead. So don't miss your chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right. So let's finish up. Like I mentioned, Dodger Stadium has the new features coming to it. And the main feature, it's already been announced, but now it's official. They said it was going to be ready for opening day, but you know how things go sometimes, especially with all the rain we've had in Southern California lately, in L.A. It wasn't guaranteed, but it's happening. So the biggest thing Dodger Stadium is going to have next year when for opening day is new lights. The Dodgers replaced all the field lights with LED lights, and here are some of the benefits there. So one, better visibility for players and fans. So you'll be able, if the lights are stronger, the lights are better, and you'll be able to see. And you'll be able to see more around the stadium, I would imagine, because LED lights are better than the old lights they had. Environmentally, less energy consumption, so reduced by 50% compared to before. So that, that benefits our future. And you're watching on TV, you'll be able to notice because the lights are better. They enhance the broadcast, and, you'll be able to do what you needed to do. So enhancing stadium experience. So, you see some of those stadiums when guys hit home runs and the lights flash, like on and off, or they go different colors, or they're, able to like rotate around the stadium or whatever the case is. Dodger Stadium can now do that. And special effects, color changing technology for custom designed light shows. I'm sure they'll add this into some of the other parts of the game, whether pregame, postgame, all that kind of stuff. And then just less glare and still light. This is cool for like around the stadium, but also when you're in stadium, like taking photos or whatever, sometimes those lights, they get a little bit like they're getting pulled. I'm assuming they're not going to do that as often anymore. So other stuff that the Dodgers added, there's new areas. So new furniture and seating in the stadium club, a new stadium club LED board and sound system in stadium club. Probably a lot of us don't spend time in stadium club, but either way, bigger TV in stadium club. So if you're in stadium club, there's a new LED board, there's a new sound system, and there's a 100-inch TV. So if you are a part of that, you're welcome. There's the Vin Scully ring display. That's going to be his 1955 ring, his 1963 ring, a 1980 All-Star Game ring, 81 World Series ring, 88 World Series ring, 2020 World Series ring, two Emmy Awards, and his 2016 Medal of Freedom. That's going to be in the hallway behind the Vin Scully press box. So if you're on the suite level, and they have a bunch of little stuff right there, you don't have to be sitting in the suite to go to that level. You can just go up to the fifth level by the Vin Scully press box. You can see that. Gil Hodges' retired number has been added to the retired numbers plaza at the top of the park. And now we get to the pièce de résistance. The new food Dodger Stadium is going to have. I've been, I don't know if the word critical, but I've been, when people ask me, oh, what should I eat at Dodger Stadium? I usually say you should go eat before or after the game. That's still pretty much the case. Like a good all beef Dodger dog one, like when I, like the first game of the season, like, oh yeah, I need all beef Dodger dog. And then after that, I don't really need a Dodger dog. Occasionally I'll get some helmet nachos or some soft serve. But other than that, like I'm not really somebody that eats at the stadium. One, because the lines are too long during the game, so I'm not trying to miss no game time. And two, like I mentioned, you're in L.A. There's a lot of other stuff around, and Dodger Stadium hasn't necessarily always had the best food option. But they continue to add every year, which I praise them for. And this year they actually have some options where I might actually eat at the stadium. They're adding an L.A. cheesesteak stand on Section 208 or on field level. No, on field level. They're going to have Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, a mushroom Philly sandwich, and then a Philly chicken sandwich. So, not going to lie, depending on how they look, you might have to try a Philly cheesesteak. There's new at one of the Dunkin' stands and at the Charlie Treats, It's going to be fried cheesecake on a stick. It's cheesecake, hand dipped in batter with powdered sugar, raspberry sauce. So, yeah, sign me up for that. This is the one I'm excited for. So, in the Flamin' Hot Corner, which is down on field level, I'm sure you've seen them before. I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Flamin' Hot Chips. They're adding a hot link corn dog, which is a chipotle sausage, hand dipped in corn batter, cheese sauce, hot Cheeto dust. I love hot links. Hot link corn dogs. They have one at Dodger Stadium. I mean, at Disneyland. That one's really good. So if this one tastes anything like that, and this one also has a little bit of cheese and hot Cheeto dust, this one might be really good. This is definitely something I'm going to try first week of the season. They got a Mediterranean spot called LA Grill. They've got Mediterranean chicken bowls, Mediterranean falafel bowls, and Greek fries, which is fries with gyro meat, feta sauce, tomatoes, olives, onions, pepperoni, feta cheese on top. Greek fries are bomb. I've had those a few other places. Mediterranean food in general is really good. So I don't know if I'll try this or I'll see how it looks because I do like Mediterranean food. There's a new barbecue platter, I think blue barbecue, with a half rack of smoked pork ribs, smoked half chicken, smoked brisket, mac and cheese, cornbread, fresh corn, baked beans. I actually never had the thing blue barbecue, but it does smell pretty good. Ribs, chicken, brisket, mac and cheese, cornbread, corn and baked beans. That is something that I can get into. So, these are options that I actually might try at the stadium. So this is beneficial. There's a taqueria. There's new potato taquitos, which are, if you've never had potato taquitos or a potato taco, basically kind of like mashed potatoes and then deep fried. And then usually lettuce, tomato, salsa, cheese, sour cream, some on top. That's what this is. Potato taquitos are about. I don't know if I'm going to get those at Dodger Stadium because there's a lot of other spots I can get on that. But either way, there's a chicken pesto panini at the Dodger Deli in the Loge area. Sourdough bread, chicken, herb aioli, tomato, Swiss cheese. Chicken pesto is bomb. Paninis are bomb. Depending how it looks, that might be something I get too. And then just general chicken sandwich, grilled chicken, Swiss cheese, potato bun, garlic aioli, tomatoes, lettuce. So those are all the new things they're adding. I'm sure they'll continue to add stuff as the season goes on, and they'll probably add stuff for certain series like they've done in the past. So yeah, Dodgers, I mean, like I said, food options weren't necessarily their forte. They're starting to add more. There is a lot more to try now. And there's definitely some stuff I just mentioned that I'm going to try. So looking forward to that. The last thing that the Dodgers are, or not the last thing, but it's like one of the last, second to last things, is there's an introduction of the Dodger Reward presented by MasterCard. It's the official fan loyalty program of the Dodgers. So you can sign up for Dodger Reward. You can earn points for things you're already doing. Get access to Dodger Pay, Dodger Rewards exclusive sweepstakes with chances to win tickets, memorabilia, and much more. So for details on that, go to the Dodger page of the ballpark app and select Dodger Rewards, or you can go to dodgers.com/rewards. And then the Dodgers also announced a collaboration for some merch. We've seen them do stuff with Undefeated, Union LA, Born and Raised in the past. This year, they're collaborating with tattoo artist and creative Mr. Cartoon, who you might have seen on commercials or you might just know from being someone from LA. They will release the exciting reimagined LA Dodgers player t-shirt series. It's going to start on opening day. Mookie Betts, Julio, and Freddie Freeman. So I'm excited because this might be, it's not always easy to find more urban, cool, updated Dodger gear. There has been in the past with these other collaborations, but this is another one. Mr. Cartoon, we'll see what they look like. It does seem something a little bit more exciting than normal. So, and the last thing they have on here is that 50-50 raffle will continue. There'll be new kiosks, more sellers, and they're going to have all that continue. If you ever want a 50-50 at Dodger Stadium, you can make some big money there. So that's all the new features and offers and food at Dodger Stadium. I'm excited to be there on Thursday for opening day. I might not even want to wait. I might want to get there during the three-way series with the Angels. We'll see. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. Make sure to check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball for your second listen. Season's coming up. You want the best draft strategies. Matt and Dom are bringing you those on Locked On Fantasy Baseball, wherever you get podcasts, and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You can also find us on YouTube or wherever you find podcasts if you search for Locked On Dodgers, which is also how you can find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. You can find Jeff on Twitter at SnyDog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can also get a hold of us via email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or via voicemail text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, if you're at home, search my device, play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.